We've seen many male athletes speak out against social injustice. I mean, back to the Muhammad Ali days and Jim Browns of the world, right? Lou Alcindor. Talk about Serena Williams, because it seems like whenever Serena comes out, you know, shows some kind of aggressive take on something, it's just her. There's a backlash, an undertone that's there, right, when it comes to public perception. What do you think of Serena Williams when she does get that kind of backlash in the public?
Well, I'll say this overall about female athletes is that they have been fighting in the space to be heard, to be respected, and drawing attention to social injustice for a really long time. And even with all the things that were said about from male athletes about police brutality, it was the women that led them there, because it was the Minnesota Lynx and the WNBA players. They started that, when Philando Castile was killed, like, they started a lot of that conversation. Fast forward to Serena, who, much like a lot of athletes, especially after they've been able to achieve some things, we've seen her come into her own right before our eyes. Her and Venus are a big reason why there's equal prize. I mean, they are the reason why there's equal prize money at Wimbledon. Tennis is the closest we have come to seeing sort of male and female athletes treated equally, mm-hmm. In the same sport.
Right, right.
And a lot of that has to do with the Williams sisters and the fact that because of them, women's tennis has been a significantly bigger draw in terms of interest, in terms of a lot of different things, you know, in this country. It's like, you know, Serena and Venus have dominated this sport for basically 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I think because of her willingness to take on these fights, her willingness to speak out against police brutality, which she also did, and talking about how she, I think it was her nephew, how she became uncomfortable with him driving her car because of everything that she was seeing that was happening. The reaction to Serena is really no different than the reaction that we've seen whenever people of color have dared to publicly challenge a system. It is going to make people uncomfortable, and it's going to draw backlash. You know, a lot of people just want athletes, especially black athletes, to be here purely for their entertainment. They don't want to hear about what it's like to actually live the black experience, or they want to pretend they don't live the black experience just because they're famous and they have money, when it's completely the opposite. And so for her to always be willing to kind of put herself to some degree on that firing squad, I think it just speaks to her maturity and just her growth and her willingness to be a role model and to be bigger than just being Serena Williams, greatest female tennis player of all time. She wants to be a great ambassador. She wants to be a great leader. She's now a mother. And without her, I don't know if there's enough or there would have been this much awareness about the struggles of black women when it comes to the mortality rate with pregnancy. She almost died. And yeah, it turns out that's a significant problem in this country that is not at all limited by income status. It is happening across all income levels in all regions, that black women are dying at a rate of childbirth that in childbirth at a rate that they had not seen since the 1850s. And mm-hmm. that's scary to contemplate, but we would not know that had she not given voice to that and what she was going through. So I think she's incredible. And whether she ties or surpasses Margaret Court, who has, you know, the most slams, or not, to me, she's still going to be the greatest female tennis player ever.